praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. InshaAllah, today, sisters, we have surah number 103, Surah Al-Asr, the time. I will recite it first. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa allazina amanu wa amilu s-salihat, wa tawasaw bil-haq, wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Allah, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, by Al-Asr, the time, verily man is in loss, except those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do the righteous deeds, and, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and write as it, inshallah, inshallah, and recommend one another to patience, and recommend one another to follow the truth. Okay, so let us read it in Arabic and follow me, and then inshallah I will give you the meaning. Actually, it is a small surah, but this surah actually is one of the surahs which have the rule, basic rule of Islam. You must know about Surah Al-Asr so that you realize about the mercy of Allah and the blessings of Allah, that Allah created us as Muslims. Alhamdulillah. So now I will 103. بسم الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والعصر
إن
الإنسان
لفي
خسر
إن
الإنسان
لفي
خسر
إلا
الذين
آمنوا
وعملوا
الصالحات
وتواصوا
بالحق
وتواصوا
بالصبر
والعصر
إن
الإنسان
لفي
خسر
إلا
الذين
آمنوا
وعملوا
الصالحات
وتواصوا
بالحق
وتواصوا
بالصبر.
Okay, let us now inshallah first know about the message of this surah. Again and again, sisters, as we are always repeating every week, this is one surah of the surahs of the last part of the Quran, which is related to the reminding of the Day of Judgment and the Hellfire and the Paradise. And again, in every surah, there is a special message which every one of us has to realize and to learn, inshallah. Regarding Surah Al-Asr, we need to know one fact, that whenever the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu were about to depart from each other, they would recite Surah Al-Asr, after which they would shake hands. So this is a clarification of the importance of Surah Al-Asr. Whenever two companions are about now to depart. For example, today when we will finish the class, inshallah, we are supposed to say to each other this surah. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Then we are supposed to shake hands and say assalamu alaikum. If we are following the way how the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were living. And this is a clarification of the importance of this surah. And that it has a role in the life of the Muslims. Actually, why the question is why the two companions will say the surah and then will shake hands. This is the clarification and the indication that both of them, they accept its message. Okay? And they are reminding each other about its message and they are giving strength to each other by reciting the same surah together. So we need to know what is the message of this surah. The message of this surah basically is that Allah is swearing by the time. Actually, the time here means the life of every human being according to most opinions, because there were different opinions about Al-Asr. Al-Asr means the time. Okay, but there is time called, for example, Salat al-Asr, which is, for example, between 3:30 and 6 o'clock. This is the time when the sun is about before sunset. This is al-Asr. Okay, so some opinion where that Allah is swearing by that time, the al-Asr. Okay, but most of the scholars, they agree that al-Asr, also in Arabic, it means the time. So Allah is swearing by the time in which the movements of the children of Adam occurs, whether good or evil. You know, the lifetime. Okay? So Allah is swearing by it. What is the swear of Allah? Verily, man is endless. You see, so sisters, every one of us must reflect on this verse, because this is the rule. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us at the end of the Quran, you know, this surah 103, you know, the Quran finishes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will tell you now exactly, 114. Okay, so this is one of the very last surahs of the Quran which we recited when we are about, you know, to finish recitation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily man is endless. So every one of us has to ask herself, in reality we believe that man is endless. In reality, most of us don't believe this. Who is believing that verily man is in loss? Basically, in this worldly life, we are in loss. This is not the clear concept for every Muslim regarding the reality of this life. We are always under the impression that verily, oh Allah, I can be in this life having, you know, a lot of wealth, a lot of kids, enjoying time. Why I am in loss? Why verily man is in loss? Okay, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify in verse number 3. Except those who believe, number 1, in Islamic belief in the unity of Allah. Number 2, do the righteous deeds. Number 3, recommend each one another to patience and recommend one another to follow the truth. So the question is, how many of the people in this life believe in the unity of Allah, do the good deeds, okay, and recommend one another for the truth and recommend one another for patience? Very little. So verily man is endless. You see? So sisters, when I learn one surah like Surah Al-Asr, which is only 3 verses of the Quran, okay, I have to reflect on many facts related to this surah. So that inshallah, always the Quran will be the source of cure and healing for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in many surahs of the Quran that the Quran is the source of cure and healing only for the believers, not for any mankind and not for the Muslims, for the believer. Hudan wa shifa'an lil mu'mineen. Okay, so how the Quran will be a source of cure and healing for the believer, I will answer you with one surah of the Quran, this one. when I will recite this surah and I realize that Allah is clarifying that verily man is in loss except those who believe in His unity, do righteous deeds, recommend one another for truth and patience, and inshallah we are doing this, alhamdulillah, so all praise to Allah. This surah today give me glad tidings. This surah today give me a cure for many of my problems. This surah today was a healing for the suffering of my worldly life. Because this surah today give me the rule that if you are a true believer, inshallah, if you are trying to do the good deeds, if you recommend one another for the truth and patience, you are the only winners in this world. The life. All praise to Allah. So, oh Allah, inshallah, I am a believer and I am trying to do the good deeds, and we always recommend one another for following the rule of the truth, which is the belief in the unity of Allah, and we always, inshallah, recommend one another to be patient with the decree of Allah, to be patient with the obedience of the rules of Allah, and to be patient by being away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it illegal for us. So all praise to Allah. Inshallah, we are from those whom Allah make them the exception from the losers. Inshallah. So inshallah, when I recite this surah, I tell to myself, oh Mona, here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying the characters of the only winners in this life. So you need to realize this fact, and you need to reflect on this fact, and you need to change your values according to this fact. So Mona, the winners are not the very rich people, no. The winners are not those whom they have the high prestigious qualifications, no. The winners are not those whom they have the highest bank account, no. The winners are not those whom they have their children having their qualifications from Harvard school and from this and this, no. The most beautiful, no. The most intelligent, no. So who are the winners? The winners are the true believers whom they do the good deeds, and they always recommend one another for the truth and for patience. All praise to Allah. This is our way of life as true believers in Islam. If I am a true believer in Islam, I will be having the belief in the unity of Allah, which will be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim translated to good deeds, and whenever I meet any of my sisters in Islam, I always recommend them with following the truth and being patient. So all praise to Allah. Inshallah, when I recite this surah on Saturday 14th of March 2009, I have to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise to Allah. Today and out of any of my plan, you send for me, oh Allah, a very big glad tiding. You give me a lot of happiness in my spirit. You give me a lot of clarification that, oh Mona, keep on the same way of life. Oh Mona, don't change your point of view. Don't look around. Don't lose the way. Be always having, you know, the clarification that you are from, inshallah, if you are having this in reality, you are the only one who knows your reality. If you are, inshallah, a believer in the unity of Allah, translating this to good deeds, always recommending following the truth and following the patience, okay, inshallah, you are from those very little, because Allah said man is in loss, basically. All are losers, mostly losers, except very little. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in other surah of the Quran, surah Sad, Allah said, except those whom they believe and do good deeds, and they are little. So now I have the two facts. Number one, man is in loss except the true believers whom they are doing the good deeds, and they are little. So the winners in this worldly life, basically sisters, are very little. Okay? What are the characters of those winners, the very little people, true believers in the unity of Allah, doing the good deeds, recommending each other for the truth and peace. So if you want to check about your reality in this worldly life, and when you check about yourself, okay, check about
your feelings. Are you content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you accepting the content of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you having the manners of Islam? Are you trying to be following the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your sisters? Are you fulfilling your responsibilities towards your husbands, your children, your community, yourself, and basically towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you are doing all of this, you will be immediately having the feeling that inshallah you are one of the very little winners whom Allah is mentioning their characters in this surah. Immediately you will have a feeling of peace, and you have a feeling of happiness, and you have a feeling of being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, sisters, this will make you always feeling that you are one of the chosen people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only chooses the winners for the paradise, and Allah chooses the winners for the righteous life in this worldly life. So, oh Allah, I want to know, I am from those chosen, winners or not. If you want to know about yourself, check yourself. Are you having these four characters? So the next question will be, why these four characters? Why only the believers? Why only those whom they do righteous deeds and those whom they recommend? Why only those are the winners? This is what actually we will learn now, inshallah. When we recite this surah, sisters, we realize that the values of the evaluation of who are the winners and who are the losers in the worldly life are totally wrong. Okay, alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us this, you know, rule, this Quranic rule. Because according to this Quranic rule, I will have the light of the true values and the correct values of the worldly life. I will not be like those whom they are living in the darkness, believing in the wrong values of the worldly life, cheating and deceiving themselves that we are the winners. If we eat halal or we eat haram, but we have increase in our bank account, we are the winners. If we have good manners or we have bad manners, but we win whatever and we have whatever worldly enjoyment we are looking for, we are the winners. If we follow the rules of Allah or we work totally against it, but we get our worldly enjoyment, we are the winners. All these values are 100% wrong. Because the one who creates life, the one who is controlling everything in this life, you know, sisters, you need to believe that the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power in this worldly life. If you want to have health, it will be according to the will of Allah. If you want to be guided, it is according to the will of Allah. If you want your kids to be guided, this is according to the will of Allah. You will never have anything in this life except according to the only power in this life, which is the will of Allah. According to Allah, all the people are losers, except those whom they are having these four characters. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send for us this rule, this will be the only correct and real rule in this worldly life. Whether the people like it or not, whether the people follow it or not, this is their own problem. Let them check their life and how misery it is. How they are always worried, upset, not happy, confused, not on the right path, okay? Mostly taking antidepressant. Why? Because the winners in this life are only those whom they have these four characters. The people don't like the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they want to have their own values and to be the winners against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proving for them in this worldly life that you are never winners, because the real win is to win the happiness, the tranquility, to have mental peace, to feel that you are content. This is the real win. Not to have three cars and two houses and a lot of jewelry, and you are crying day and night and you want to commit suicide, and you don't trust your husband, you don't trust your kids, you don't trust anyone, you want to be lonely all the time. This is not the character of the winners. So we have to believe in the Quran, and we have to have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need, sisters, when we learn these rules of the Quran, if we are following it, all praise to Allah, we must be
happy, and we must have the glad tidings to make us to fix more on the right path. If we are not following the right path, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us a rule of guidance. Immediately I have to change myself so that I will not be one of the losers. Those whom they decide not to change, no problem. Let them check their worldly life, and the most important is the eternal life. If they are in reality believer, then there will be an eternal life. In the eternal life, everyone will be sure about the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we try now to evaluate, and if we try now to know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses these four characters for the winners, number one of the characters is to have true faith. Okay? So the question will be, what is the meaning of the true faith? Why faith has to be number one? Okay? Because, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, faith or belief is the characteristic by which the weak, transient human being becomes close to the absolute and everlasting originator, creator of the whole universe. How can I be close to the creator, the owner, the sustainer, the one who knows everything, the one who controls, and the one who takes the decisions according to his will? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran in many verses that his command is be and it will be. Be, it will be. So all the life of all the human being, all your problems, all your worries, or whatever you have in your life, can be changed, and Allah clarified in the time which is equal to the twinkling of the eye, if Allah say be. Other than be, okay, try all the means and check where you will be. You will be in total despair from yourself, because none of the means can make anything in this life out of the will of be, and it will be. So when this will be clear in my mind, I have to tell to myself, so long as all this life is run by one whom he has the command, be, and it will be, I must believe in him. And because of that, the first characters of the winner is the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to have the connection with the one. When I have the connection with the one, I will have total submission to the one. You tell me, Sister Mona, Allah said 1, 2, 3, I tell you, okay. Sister Mona, it is difficult, I tell you, never. Never difficult. It is the only easy commands for me in this life is the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I am living my life in total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I am a believer that all my affairs are up to be. And I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make my affairs easy and good for me in this worldly life. I am true believer 100% in the one who has the word be. Because I am a true believer in him, I have total submission to his command. My belief in Allah is the source of my existence in this life, source of my tolerance, source of my good manners, source of my good psychological health, source of my good body health, because I am in connection with the one who has the word be. So long as I feel that I am obeying him, I am in total submission with him, I am trying to please him, he will shower me with the feeling of mercy. With this feeling, I can keep on in my worldly life. Without this feeling, I must go to the psychologist or psychiatrist and ask him for two tablets of antidepressant so that I will forget about the worldly life. I will be semi-conscious all the time. When you tell me your son is taking drugs, for example, I tell you, I will try my best, but I am not so upset. So you will tell me, you are not so upset, while your son, I tell you, yes, all praise to the antidepressant. I can control, I can accept anything in this worldly life because of the antidepressant. The problem, sisters, is that antidepressant is not the cure. Antidepressant is a way to accept, but it is not a way to cure.
Sorry,
no, I have to close.
another very important point related to the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessing of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you realize that He is the creator and He is the owner and He is the one who knows the unseen and He is the one who knows the future and He is the one who controls all the affairs according to simple word, be your heart immediately will be looking to submission to Him. When you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran that those whom they have total submission, Allah will take care of them, Allah will make it easy for them, Allah will make for them outlet from every difficulty. So this means that you will always have the hope and the tranquility. So believing in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only way for submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the first character of the winners in this life is the true belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the faith. Oh Allah, why? Because when you have the true belief in the unity of Allah, immediately you will have total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it clear. The winners are the one whom they have the total submission to Him. Okay, so number one, I must be all the time, sisters, about the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, this is the core, all praise to Allah, of all my classes. Years and years and years, I am around the same topic. The belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this will lead to total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will lead to doing the good deeds. This will lead to recommend each other to do the righteous and to be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow the truth. So all praise to Allah, I am sure we are from the winners. Alhamdulillah. So this is the most important part in Islam. The most important part in Islam is the true faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the day of judgment. So I will be having a clear plan in myself and spirit about this worldly life. Everything is clear for me. And I am on the right path because I have the connection with the One. And whenever I am in a problem, and all of us are having problems, people are worried, people are crying, going to psychiatrists, taking drugs, drinking wine, trying to escape the reality. Except the true believers. The true believers never escape the reality. Because in the reality, I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the reality, I have the word be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which inshallah can change my life and all my affairs according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the belief will make you always having the feeling of conscious. I want to be aware. I am a very realistic person. I know all the problem. I realize it. I have the value of every one of them. I am not semi-conscious. I am not semi-confused. I am not out. I am not living the dreams. I am not escaping the reality. As most of the people are trying nowadays under the impression that I am saving myself by being not concentrating much in my problems. Because if I concentrate and if I evaluate my problems in reality, I will not be able to tolerate it. Totally wrong concept. Okay? Your problems are up to the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us with these problems so that everyone will show his or her reality. If I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will tell to myself, so long as Allah is there, so long as the word be is there, inshallah there is a solution for every problem. I am very strong, alhamdulillah, and I will keep on trying to have total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again and again, sisters, faith or the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the way for the solution for all your problems. And it will make you to have all your values, all your criteria, and all your concepts from the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will tell me why you are only following the rules of the Quran, why you want to follow and to live according to the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will answer you because I have belief in the unity of Allah. I want to live total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe that the one who has the word be, send for me the book of the rules of this follow these rules with clear mind that these are the rules which will make me to have the feeling which I am looking for. Everyone in this worldly life is looking for what? Looking for happiness, tranquility, peace, mental peace. You will never have all of this except through the one who controls the hearts. Who controls the heart? The car? No. The mansion? No. The bank account? No. The kids? No. Who controls the heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to one word, Mona, be happy. Mona, be content. Mona, have mental peace. Oh Allah, but Mona have a lot of problems, no problem. But I want her to have mental peace. I will make all the issues in her life, okay, through His mercy, okay, a blessing for Mona. She will have a kid, for example, who is not interested in studying and this and that, giving her hard time, for example, I will direct him, okay, to another way. So that, you know, I will direct him, for example, to study computer, something like this. I will put my mercy on him so that he will be a source of tranquility to me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can do this? Mona? Never. People? Never. Wealth? Never. Education? Never. Anything other in a power in this worldly life? Never, ever. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see, sister, this is the blessings of being a Muslim. This is the blessing of being a believer. This is the blessing of learning the Quran in reality. This is why the Quran is a cure. Today, when you have this kind of knowledge, what will be your psychological feeling after you leave the masjid? Totally different. You see? Totally different. All praise to Allah. I am strong. I am content. Everything, there is a solution. I don't fear anything. I don't fear anyone. I have all the hope. All praise to Allah. Because I have the belief in the one who has the word be. And I am sure that when I will submit myself to Allah, this is the second blessing which you will have it from this surah. Now you believe that you must have total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your spirit, be sure that inshallah immediately it will be translated to good deeds. Element number two of the winners. Characteristic number two of the winners. So, character number one shift you to character number two. First you start with one character, now all praise to Allah, you have two. What is the second one? I want to do good deeds. Why, Sister Mona, I want to do good deeds all the time? Because I have total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is something in my spirit. I am pushed to do the good deeds. Myself is all the time telling me, Mona, do this good deed. Go to the masjid in time. The weather is very cold. I am sick. I will go. This is a good deed. So I will find myself easy to go to the masjid. Sister Mona, don't cancel this. Sister Mona, forget. Sister Mona, forgive. All the time, good deeds. How I am doing all of this? Because of the belief in the submission to Allah. Something inside my spirit is all the time stimulating me to do the good deeds. How you have this encouragement to do the good deeds all the time? Because I believe in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So character number one is the key of all the happiness in this world, the life, the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When actually and again, sisters, if you want to check your belief, check your deeds. If you are always on the way to do the good deeds, this means that your belief is pure and clear. If you are hesitating to do the good deeds, don't blame the good deeds. Blame your faith and your belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, you have to renew your faith. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, renew your faith. When they ask him, what is the meaning of this? He said, always say, La ilaha illallah. Again, the purity of the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equal to the true faith. Only Allah. For everything, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, alhamdulillah, you have character number one and you have character number two. Now, when you have character number one and character number two, you will immediately move to character number three. What is character number three? Now, I want to do good deeds, okay? But I can't have a community alone. I need other sisters to do also the good deeds with me so that all of us, okay, can help each other to have a good community.
charity. Because I can do good deeds and all the people around me are doing bad deeds. I will not be able to keep on alone because this is the nature of the human spirit. Loneliness will lead to stop of any good deed. So how I can keep on doing the good deed? Through recommendation of all around me for two things. The faith, true faith, this is al-haq, is the true faith. Okay, because I believe that all my good deeds are up to my pure faith and my pure belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever I see any sister, I tell her, sister, for the sake of Allah, are you not happy? Yes. Are you upset? Yes. Do you have a lot of problems in your life? Yes. So I will tell her, sister, I have the solution for all of this. She will tell me, what is the solution? I will tell her, the solution is the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have the pure faith in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to put your troubles and whatever you your problems, your hardship, whatever, in the hands and in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you know, sister, it is the only will in this life, it is the only power in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, and Allah said in the Quran that His mercy can cover everything. You see, sister, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ask any human being, don't beg to any human being, don't feel that there is no hope. The hope is very close, the hope is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know, my dearest sister, you need to do something. She will tell me, what, sister Mona? I tell her, total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us, sister, give strength to each other. When I come to the masjid, I want you to come to the masjid. When I recite Quran, I want you to recite Quran. When I will teach you to learn Arabic, I want you to try your best to learn the Arabic. So that, sisters, we can help each other and support each other. Okay, this is number one, okay, to recommend, okay, with the truth. Number two, and it is extremely important to recommend to be patient. Okay, because sisters, you have to know one thing, that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, patience, this covers three kinds. Patience is of three kinds, basically, in Islam. Patience is to be patient with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is to say, to be patient following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, to be patient being away from Allah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it illegal for us. Okay. And number three, to be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time we must be patient, because number one, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reality is not an easy job, and because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding those whom they do the good deeds with the paradise. And the paradise is something which we never imagine. Why Allah is rewarding those whom they are patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the paradise? Because number one, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trial to obey it all the time is not an easy job. This is number one. Suppose, for example, one sister, she came to me and she tell me, you know, she talked to me in a very bad way, for example. As a believer, okay, looking to do the good deeds, I am supposed to tell to myself, Mona, 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 be patient. Mona, Mona, don't reply. If you reply, you will lose some of your good deeds. And your good deeds are one of your characters as a believer. So, Mona, 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 don't reply. But myself will tell me, no, 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 I want to reply. This sister is always giving me hard time. She's under the impression that she can come and any time and make my mood bad. I want to reply to her. I can't tolerate more. I will. You see what is going between me and myself? Patience, patience. No, no patience. Remember Allah. Remember, remember. You see? And because of that, we need to recommend each other with patience. Because patience is not easy. It is not easy all the time. When I wake up in the morning, I want to come to the masjid, for example, my husband tell me, no, today, you are not going. I am the husband, I am the controller. Stay at home. For example, so I tell him, no, I want to go. No, you don't. Then I tell to myself, you have to know the priorities. For good deeds, my husband is number one. So I have to tell to myself, Mona, be patient, stay at home. But why I have to stay at home? He is not, no. To obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
you must know the priorities of the good deeds. Obeying the husband is after prayer, the first priority. Believe in the unity of Allah, following the rule of Allah. What is the first rule? Prayer. Second rule, your husband. But I am very upset. Yes, be upset, no problem. But you must follow the rule. This is the patience, sister. And because of that, we must recommend each other with the patience. And because of that, I am repeating and repeating the classes of marriage. Why? Because you need someone to remind you, to recommend you. Be patient with your husband. Don't forget, he can't control you. Allah is the controller. But you need to obey him for the sake of Allah. Sister, be patient, be patient. Husband, be patient, be patient. So we need all the time this kind of classes, sisters. It's not something extra in your life. No, this is one of the rules of the Quran. Recommend the truth, recommend the patience. How you will be one of the losers if you are never attending this class, one of the winners if you are not attending these classes. There must be this. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, recommendation between the believers so that we will be one unity. How we will be one unity if we never recommend anything between each other? We will be one community when we have the same responsibility and we have the same goal. Every one of us is looking for belief and good deeds. All praise to Allah. But oh Allah, it is very difficult. How we can have it? We can have it when you recommend each other. With the faith and with the patience. All the time. Don't forget, this message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a message of mercy. Clarification of how to be always a true believer. In spite that, oh Allah, I look around me, most of the people are not, most of the Muslims, not people, I never talk about non-Muslims. Most of the Muslims, in reality, their deeds are not the good deeds, oh Allah. What can I do? None of your business. Your business is yourself, number one. Because on the Day of Judgment, you will be questioned about your own deeds. You will not be questioned about the Muslim community. Don't try to find for yourself an excuse to be away from the rules of Allah by saying, oh Allah, most of the people were not obeying. It is clear in the Quran that everyone will be questioned about herself. Everyone is responsible for his or her own deeds. This is number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to us in the Day of Judgment, I send for you the prescription of winning the worldly life. Have faith, do good deeds, and recommend each other with the truth, recommend each other with the patience. You were recommending, you were attending classes, you were knowing the knowledge, you know anything, you try anything, never. Okay, so it was your own problem, and again, sisters, everyone will have what he deserves. Some people are under the impression that I can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have this impression because they don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you learn about the Quran, the more in reality and from the depths of every atom of your body, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more good deeds you try to do, the more you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the more good deeds you do, the more you become close to Allah, the more you know the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again and again, sister, this is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us a message which is supposed to be a source of mercy and happiness for every believer. Okay? But the question is, are we in reality from those whom we believe and do the good deeds and recommend the truth and recommend the patience? I will just comment on the number 3 and number 4 of the characters. In order to recommend for the patience and to recommend for the truth, number 1, we must have good intention towards each other as members of one community. Are we having good intention, clear intention towards each other as members of one community? The answer is mostly no. Yes, you know, again and again now I am always clarifying in my classes, in all my classes. If we will not face our reality, we will face very, 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 very difficult days. More than we imagine. We can imagine. Yes, because this is on the personal level and on the community level. Suppose now I have a problem in my family, any kind of problem, and all the time I tell to myself, no, 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 not a problem. For example, my son, I don't have a son, but for example, my son is having drugs. My neighbor come and tell me, Mona, your son is having drugs. No, he is not having any drugs. He is a very good boy. I know. But Mona, we saw him taking the drugs. No, he is like any other teenager, just, you know, trying to check about the drugs, but I am sure everything will be all right. Forget about it. I don't want to face the problems. It will upset me a lot. I am trying my best to improve the situation of my son. But to keep on making me to face the reality 100%, I will not be able. What will be the result after 3 years? After 3 years, her son will be a drug dealer and he will be in the prison for life. 25 years in the prison. Yes. Why? Because she didn't try to face the problem from the start. If I face the problem, if I know my responsibility, I will take him to an institution. Yes, it will be difficult for me. It will be difficult for me for 1 year, but I will save my son. I will do my responsibility. I will save the Muslim community from a criminal. Okay? When I face the reality and the truth, this is on personal. If every one of us on the personal issues try to face the problems, inshallah, we will have a solution for the problems, because we are true believers. We submit to Allah according to the word B. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. But we don't like it. This is on personal level. On community level, okay, everyone except whom Allah knows, cares for the community. Care for myself. I come to the masjid, I pray in the masjid. Any benefit from the masjid? Salamu alaikum. Sister come and help to distribute the food for the kids on Saturday. I don't have any minute. 1 minute? No, I can't. If you give me, I take. You want me to give? Never give. Yes, I am a true believer. I'm a true believer. Be careful. I want to go to paradise. But I will never give. I will never give wealth. I will never give help. I will never give hand. I will never give psychological support. I will never participate in any activity. Okay? But I am a true believer. This is our reality. And again, sisters, every one of those people, they are not believing that the one who has the word B is observing them and recording their deeds. This is the religion of Islam, is the responsibility of every Muslim for the sake of Allah. They don't care for Allah. They don't care for Islam. They don't care for his house. Do you think that he will make them to feel any real happiness in this life? Never. Never. But we are under the impression that we are very intelligent. We never help in the masjid. We just say some nice words and we escape. And those foolish people, they believe us. I always say one word now. In Arabic it is called ahlan wa sahlan. You know ahlan wa sahlan? Yes. It means that nonsense. Do you think that when one sister will come and tell me every week while I am leaving this room in the masjid, Salaam alaikum sister Mona, I love you very much, I love the masjid, I want to attend your class, but I am very busy. Salaam alaikum sister Mona, do dua for me. You have to know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the more closer you become to Allah, the more internal and external light you have. You just look to the faces of the people for 2 seconds. And there is no need for them to talk. You tell her, Jazakallah khair sister, don't come ever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never send you to that meeting. It is not up to you to come. No, because this is the meeting where the angels are around us up to the heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention our names to those up. And the tranquility is coming down on us. It is not for everyone. It is for those whom they deserve it. So that I come to the masjid 11:30 having a feeling of upset, misery and, you know, hardship, I leave the masjid 2 o'clock in a totally different feeling. What happens to me? I don't know. This is the mercy and the will of the one. People don't believe it. People are standing outside the room trying to escape coming in, under the impression that they are very intelligent. This is what they deserve. you will never be in, you will never get the feeling, you will never, and the reward, you have to know, because now you are supporting the masjid, you have a reward, you are supporting the sister, and you are one of the winners, because you are recommending each other with the truth, and recommending each other with the patience. Are the Muslims aware of this very simple surah, which most of them memorize it? Most of the kids, 7 years old, wal asr. You see how we are living? Yes, this is the reality. This is the mercy of Allah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just have the good, real intention to obey Him. He will make your life totally different. We are similar from outside. But what about the heart of every one of us? The most important part in the body is the heart, the spirit. Okay? We are looking, we look each similar to each other from outside. Everyone is putting an artificial smile. Yes. As soon as I open the door of my house, I put the artificial smile. Yes. So that everyone will think that I am happy. No one will know my reality. I don't want anyone. In reality, I am so unhappy, I am so upset, I want to commit suicide, but never. I will never show it to anyone. I will put the artificial smile. This is how the people are living. But all praise to Allah. The true believer in the mercy of Allah is having a heart full of tranquility, full of mercy, full of the, you know, the guidance, and full of the intention to help and to give and to forgive and to support in any time, at any time, with anyone. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we look similar from outside, but when we start to do the deeds, the one whom Allah make from the winners, you observe her and his deeds. And the others look around you and learn about the mercy and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us always be like the companions of Allah Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom when they were about to depart from each other, they always recite Surah Al-Asr, and then they shake hands, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us and all the Muslims, and to guide all the Muslims to be from the true believers, whom they are doing the good deeds, whom they recommend each other with the truth and with the patience. And let us inshallah recite the surah again.
If you want to recite it alone, you can recite it alone. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, recite wal asr. All of you together without me.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa al-lazina amanu wa hamilu salihati. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
Our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we see seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.